today is a great, great, good, good day to give our good God praise. Amen?
Amen.
So good to see everybody this evening. And, of course, transitioning from singing to running around here to talking is quite a talent to try to achieve, a skill to try to achieve. So, anyway, you just bear with me as I try to catch my breath. And so good to be here tonight. And I got the old past with us. And looking forward to hearing them here in just a little while. And, of course, last year, as we said this morning, didn't have Jubilee. But back on track this year and started out with the Perrys this morning. And looking forward to the old past here in just a few moments. And then we got Brother Sammy Burgess with us. And appreciate Brother Sammy. And spoke with his father, Brother T.D., and Miss Joy the other day. And, of course, Brother T.D., being at the meeting for so many years, it's almost not right for him not to be here. But he's at home with Miss Joy, and I'm sure they are getting reports of the meeting. And Brother T.D.'s just been such a blessing of the years I've known him. And Brother Sammy, you've been a blessing to him, Brother. And reached out to you a few times and for prayer and different things, and you've always been there. And so we appreciate that and appreciate what Brother Sammy's doing over at his church. All right, you glad you're here tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, well, let's just get right into it, and let's worship. Let's pray. And I believe we're going to sing one more, and then we're going to toss it back or toss it over to the old pastor. So let's pray. Father, tonight we love you. We thank you. We praise you for who you are. Lord, you are the great God Almighty. Father, you're the God of all grace, the God of all comfort, the God of all peace. You are the God of all. And Lord, tonight we silence our minds, God. We ask you that you'd gird up the loins of our minds. Give us a clear head and a calm heart. I ask the very same for the singers and Brother Sammy as he preaches, Lord. Clear head, calm heart. Father, I pray that you would speak to us tonight. Start with the music, Lord. This isn't just any music, but this is music with a message, the gospel message. And we're so very thankful for that. But then, Lord, speak to us from your book and through the messenger. God, we pray that you would save someone tonight. If there's someone here that doesn't know you personally, that today will be the day of salvation for them. Our theme this year of Jubilee, if we had one, is Jesus saves. He is still in the saving business. So tonight, Lord, we just commit this service to you. Thank you for all those who've come this way. I pray a blessing upon each and every one of them. We love you. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So good to see you in the house of the Lord this evening. We're going to do things a little bit different. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and stand with me. And we're going to turn over to page number 393. Page 393, let's all stand and sing together, When We All Get to Heaven. All right, everyone sing now. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll on the last onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Amen. Thank you, church. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. Again, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord this evening. Let's ask the Lord's blessing on the offering now, as well as on the service. Father, we love you. We praise you, Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful service we had this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for the Perrys. Lord, I thank you for Brother Snyder and, Lord, the message. And, Lord, we stand in need of a fresh touch tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would be with your man that has a message for us tonight. Lord, I pray that you touch Brother Sammy. Lord, I pray that our hearts and our minds would be open. Now, Lord, I pray that you would be with the group that's come and traveled. Lord, they've been on the road most of the day today. But, Lord, I pray that you'd be with them. Lord, they're dear to us, and, Lord, they're friends to us. And, Lord, we're so excited that they could be here with us tonight. But now, Lord, I pray that you bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. We'll praise you, and we'll thank you for all that's accomplished in this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to need you guys to watch me as I leave the building this evening. There may be someone after me. The choir's laughing, but it's not near as funny as what you might think. I pulled up next to this gentleman that was speaking for us here this morning, and I thought, well, I'll catch him when he gets inside. So we've been praying about this for some time and asking the Lord for some songs that might minister to you and touch your heart, touch our hearts as well. And we've been using our stunt man, Brother David, over there on the piano to sing the verses of this for a couple of weeks as we practice. But we knew Brother Snyder would be here tonight. I'm not looking that way, but if you would, please welcome our singer for this song, Brother Snyder Turner, the Anchor Home.
I have journeyed through long dark night out on the open sea. By faith alone sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me, 'cause the anchor holds
on the sinking
ladder. And I've had dreams. I've even held them in my hand, but I never knew those dreams could slip right through like they were only grains of sand. But the anchor holds, oh, the ship is battered. The anchor
Amen. And we are so looking forward to our singers tonight. They're no stranger to you, no stranger to us. They're our friends, and we are so glad to have them. Would you please make welcome tonight the Old Pads?
This is amazing. come on, is he worthy tonight?
I got the grace, he is the glory, for all he's done for me. That's my salvation story. I got the grace. Smoky Mountain Jubilee, and up there, and I couldn't believe it was it.
Country Tonight Theater. I said, all these godly people coming up here in a country theater. We'll worship God. Well, we went up there and we sang and they shouted us out. And Brother T got up and he said, I knew y'all was going to love them. Y'all shouted them out. Did y'all love the old pad? If y'all going to have a group, y'all need to have the old pad. Boy, they was shouting it up. He said, when you have them, pay them. Hey, a lot of them places have been having us ever since. What a blessing he's been to our ministry. Because truly, we want our songs to not just be entertainment for you and music to your ears, but we want it to glorify him and be music to the ears of God.
Well, Lord, it's me again, talking to my friend. I'm grateful I can always count on you. You know I've asked for help before, for you to open doors. And you've been faithful to forgive the foolish things I do. And those were the prayers of a young believer. And hopefully by now my faith has grown. And if you made wine out of water at a wedding dinner, could you make my life a greater song? Let it be an anthem of your grace, a symphony of praise, lifting up your name forever. And Lord, let me live a melody that would sing of Calvary and all the mercies I've been given. Then, Lord, let the song of my life be music to your ears. Like I never have before. Oh, I long to have a deeper walk with you. And I want to make you smile, singing all the while. That every song you give, I'll sing it back to you. And let it be an anthem of your grace, a symphony of praise, lifting up your name forever. And Lord, let me live a melody that would sing of Calvary and all the mercies I've been given. And then, Lord, let the song of my life be music to your ears.
Glad to see Tim Bradley back here tonight.
The song.
showed up and patched me up. I could have every time I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. There ain't no way you'll ever let me down. No.
Good God.
Let it shine, oh yeah.
Well, won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna
Cause everything changes. Tell me what the Lord can do. Read the stories of the land that the Lord made you. And you're honoring, wondering if it's true. If you need someone to tell you what His precious blood can do. Well, who better than a wayward wandering, the weary sinner who's tasted saving grace? A man who's come on fire of the river with a mess that's washed away. You can think he knew he first-hand proof from a soul that's been set free. Who better than me? Well, you got secrets. Everything you've been through makes no difference in the love that He has for you. And if you're ready, you just believe. And if you need someone to point you to the cross of Calvary, who better than a wayward, wandering, weary sinner who's tasting saving grace? A man who's come on out of the river with a last that's washed away. You can be the universe and brew from a soul that's been set free. Who better than me? Me, a man who's found mercy. Me, a life that's been changed. Me, one soul. So if you need someone today to help you find a better way, who better than a wayward, wandering, weary sinner who's tasted saving grace? A man who's come up out of the river with a blast that's washed away. You can think he knew me first and grew from a soul that's been set free. Tasted saving grace. A man who's come up out of the river with a past that's washed away. You can think he knew me first and brewed from a soul that's been set free. Who better than me? Who better than me? Who better than me?
Slap off the wall. Brother Snyder, we hit them under the pews when we went to church. We did. We wasn't scared to shout. We was used to that. It was a bobby pin flying around had us worried. You let four or five of those holding his way, we get to do it like that right there. It looks like machine guns going off. Put your eyes out. Absolutely. I've never gotten over that I'm under the blood. Amen. I love that line in that song. I don't care if a song's fast, happy, clappy, slow, or sappy. If it points to Jesus and tells the truth, I just love it. Yeah. But that line always gets me. I could never sing that line. I have secrets of everything I've been through because I don't have any secrets. I've told them all. Everybody knows where I came from and how God saved me. And it's been a wonderful journey to be a Christian. It's not always been easy to be a Christian. It's not always been easy. I'll never forget when the Lord saved us. I was a $500 a day junkie, selling dope every day of my life to stay high. And Jesus saved me. And the most miraculous thing, we had two beautiful, healthy boys born to dope addict parents. And then we started praying for God to give us a little girl. Because we already had two devils. We needed an angel. You know? Anybody here had boys? You know what I mean? And we were praying for a little girl, and God answered our prayer, and He gave us a little girl. But when she was born, I'm talking about healthy babies born to dope addicts. Now, so serving God, preaching, giving God everything I had. And when she was born with cranial synostosis. I know you probably don't know what that means, but her growth plates were growing together in her head. And the doctors informed us, they said, when she's 4 months old, we're going to saw her skull apart. And we're going to try not to do any brain damage. We're going to break all the bones in her forehead, and we're going to put it back together and try to hand you a healthy child. Now, I don't mind telling y'all, that bothered me. And when I say that bothered me, that not only broke my heart and upset me, it kind of made me mad. Y'all ever been mad at God? Anybody in here ever been mad at God? The rest of y'all ain't telling the truth. We've all been through some things. We've been through some junk. But God taught me something through that. I began to pray. Brother Sammy, and we're going to sing this song, and we're going to get out of the way. We want to hear you preach. This song's always been special at this church. But I began to pray and back out to God. I said, God, I know that you can heal my baby, that she'll never have to go through that surgery. Month passed, and then we started putting mustard seeds under the baby's bed, having the faith of a mustard seed. No change. So then I started getting desperate, and I said, Lord, not only do I believe that you can heal my baby, I believe that you will. I think I've been watching too much TBN. Little Rod Parsley was rubbing off on me. I was putting God to the test. See, I had heard that you got to challenge God, and you got to put God to his word. But God's answer is not always our answer. God knows what's right. God knows what's best. Here's what God spoke to me. Faith is not believing that I'll do what you asked me to do. It's believing I'm God, whether I do it or not. How many of y'all would agree? He's still God tonight, no matter what you're going through, no matter what difficulty you face. God is still God. He's not only the calm in the middle of our storm. And he's the great I am of our storm.
They didn't understand why you wouldn't come as they wade their way across the other side. As they left the shore, they face the storm, and suddenly they fear for their life. That's when I hear him call my name and
tell you what let's do. We have a situation going on to my right, to your left. Not really sure what's going on exactly. Probably something physical. But I do know the Lord is ministering tonight. He has spoke to my heart and touched me. So let's just have a time of prayer together. And then we'll have the guys sing a couple more, whatever they feel led to do. And then Brother Sammy will come around in just a moment. Let's pray. Father, we come in Jesus' name tonight. And Lord, we're thankful that you are the eye of the storm. So much is going on in our world, Lord, in our own personal lives. Whether it's physical, financial, mental. Lord, even as spouses and parents, we all have our struggles and problems. Father, tonight I pray that we would cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Father, it may take 1,000 times of casting to get that thing in your care. But Lord, teach us how to cast. Teach us, Lord, that you're faithful. Teach us, Lord, that you're able. Father, guide us as we live our lives from day to day dealing with these things. Lord, I pray that you will just take our cares, Lord, as we cast them on you. We pray for the situation tonight, whatever it may be, the physical element. Lord, we pray that you'll be with them, touch them. Lord, let everybody be well by the time we leave tonight. God, I pray that as we move through this service, that you would continue to have the attention, Lord, of our minds and hearts. Let not the devil steal anything from this meeting tonight. I pray, Lord, you'll continue to use the old paths to speak to us. And then when Brother Sammy comes around, I pray you'll be with him to deliver your word. We love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want Steve to read one verse that has been near and dear to my heart these last 5 years.
Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not. Be not dismayed, for I am God, your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen.
Fear not.
He could stop right there. We get so many songs pitched to us, and it's amazing how the Lord and the Holy Spirit sends one to you at a time that needs to be sung. I remember in the hospital room back in 2014 where that verse was written on a board in a room. I don't know if it was an angel unaware, a saved nurse, a saved doctor, but I've always said it with the Holy Spirit giving me a message when I need it. When Brianna went through her kidney failure and kidney transplant, this dad was scared to death. But Brother Sammy, being raised in this all my life, it's amazing God used the simple things to minister to me in a time that I needed it. When I got this song sent to us, my family's been through we've lost several close members in our family in the last few years. On my wife's side, on my dad's side. And all I can say is he's faithful. You might be here tonight. I can promise you, sweet lady that had to leave, she's going to need it. She's going to need to hear the words, fear not. And you might not know what that fear not is tonight yet. I'd say it go through my dad's church all my life. Things happen. But when it hit home to me, I said, oh me, I know what you're talking about now. And I'm so glad tonight that every story in that precious word of God that Brother Samuel will be opening up here in a few minutes whispers the name our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad tonight?
says I'll never have to be afraid. Every word, every line, every chapter in this life, it tells us all about the Father's love and grace. On each page we can hear His tender voice so clear. Every story whispers His name. We can see from the beginning all the way through Revelation. He holds His children closely by His side. And when we go through storms and trials, oh, He'll be faithful to His promise that He'll be with us to the end of time. Every word, every line, every chapter in this life, it tells us all about the Father's love and grace. And on each page we can hear His tender voice so clear. Every story whispers His name. If you're looking for the answers to your problems, just turn to His word. Cause He's open. It's all in Him. And every word, every line, every chapter in this life, it tells us all about the Father's love and grace. And all He's made we can hear His tender voice so clear. Every story whispers His name. Every story whispers His
I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad that I'm here this evening in the house of the Lord. I feel safe. I feel safe in His arms. I feel secure. I have hope. Everything that we've ever needed is found in one person, and His name is Jesus. I don't know if you needed anything or not. I needed every song. I needed every word. That means I can live through Monday now. Means I can make it. Some of you are smiling because you know exactly what we're going through. But I want to give to you, I'm going to thank everybody in just a moment, but this is on my heart. I hear people all the time saying, I don't have time. This family didn't have time. But they had to make time. You better make time for God. You better make time for God. We pray for the divine hand of the Lord to protect them. But I've been to funerals. I had 21 funerals at the beginning of last year. Every time I hear people, don't have time. Yeah, you did. You had time to show up. It's time that God's people begin to trust Him like we've never trusted Him before. I'm desperate for Him. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not into thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I want to do something. I'm going to be very sensitive of the time. I want to first of all thank all of you that sent me a card. My wife, she said, this card has been in the car for 3 days. She said, here it is. I said, thank you. And I think I had 10 or 11 cards of people praying. And I want to thank you for that. That touches me. That blesses me. So that means that I don't take this lightly. Pastor, I want to thank you for letting me come again. I thought about my own dad sitting where I was sitting. I could see him. He'd do like this, do like that. Praise God. You know how he is. And I'm not making fun of him. Y'all just know. Hey, praise God, I'm doing well. He'd be here tonight if he was. If you went to his house, he told my wife the other day, he said, you're a nice lady. Didn't know her. He's not to that point, but I see slowly but surely what sin does to a body. But I'm glad it's almost over for all of us. I believe Jesus is coming. So, Pastor, thank you. Doug, good to see you, man. Oh, my goodness, thank you. You wanted us to sing This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. I started singing, the pastor said, won't you just pray? I love Brother Justin. I can't enjoy the service because of Snyder. He just keeps punching me. He has no idea what's going on up here. He just punches me and tells me something. That's my brother right there. And I love Brother Snyder and Marcia. I always consider this my second home. And I look forward to coming every year. I told my people a couple weeks ago, I said, I'm going to my home, my second home. And so for a few moments, I hope that I can help you. Will you take your Bible to John chapter number 11? I'm going to have you in just a moment to stand. And I want to give to you this evening this subject. It's not over till Jesus says it's over, because He's Lord. It will not be over till Jesus says it's over, because He's Lord. John chapter number 11, I will not read all 44 verses because they don't have pictures on it and I can't read them all too. But I want to read the very first 6 verses and set the stage. And I hope and pray that I can help you this evening. I believe He is Lord, don't you? Amen. I believe He's exactly who He says He is. Father, will you open up our hearts for a few moments? And will you help us? I don't want to get in the way, but Lord, this is what you've pressed upon my heart. And I pray, dear Lord, that we will make time to listen. We will make time to hear, because, Lord, the thing is, we don't have much time left on this earth. I may be preaching my last sermon, and that's okay. You're going to get my best. But God, I pray they'll hear the heart of God this evening, because it will not ever, nothing in our life will ever be over until you say it's over. Because you have something for us. And there are people here, dear Lord, that stands in need of a word from you. Encourage them and help them. We're going to give you the praise and glory, for it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, if you will. I want to read the first 6 verses of John. I want you to listen to what the Bible said. Now, we know that this is the story of Lazarus. We know that Lazarus was sick and he died. And we know that Jesus appeared and he raised Lazarus from the dead. I would have loved to have been there that day to see what someone called the Bethany Shuffle, with Lazarus coming forth out of that grave. But what gets me is how Jesus worked in this situation. Notice, if you will, verse number 1 through 6. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary, which anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, now listen to this, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Keep that in mind. When Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death. He didn't say, wasn't going to die. Don't you understand that? He didn't say, wasn't going to die. He said, but this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus, listen to this, loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard therefore that he was sick, he abode there 2 days still in the same place where he was. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. I think about a little boy that was in the hospital. There was a public school that had a system that had retired teachers that would, whenever they were called, they would go to kids that were either in the hospital, real sick, or at home, real sick. They would take their lessons to them, and they would teach them. Well, this lady was called, and they said, will you take this little boy his lesson? So she called the teacher. She said, what's the lesson? She said, he needs to learn his nouns and adverbs. So the teacher walked in, but they did not tell them that this little boy had been badly burned. When she walked in, her breath was taken. She could not believe the condition this little boy was in, and so she tried her very best, stammering and stuttering, trying her very best to teach him nouns and verbs. That boy never responded. The next day, the teacher came back, and the nurse said, what did you do to that boy yesterday? And she freaked out. She said, I'm sorry if I did anything wrong. She said, no. She said, that boy came alive and started eating after you left. Well, they just continued to teach him nouns and verbs. And after about a couple of weeks, they asked that little boy, son, what was it that happened that day when that teacher came in to teach you nouns and verbs? And I want you to listen to what he said. He said they wouldn't have sent a teacher to work on nouns and verbs with a dying boy, would they? He said, that meant I was going to live. I want to give to you something tonight that will help you live. And it is Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord over the beginning. He is Lord over the ending. But I'm telling you, don't ask him about his plans to get you there. Because his plans have never been our plans. His ways have never been our ways. This pastor here, Brother Snyder, and others that have led congregations, we've learned a lot of things. But there's something that I have learned, and it is this, that God doesn't always do what I've been taught to expect him to do. Many times I feel that God steps out of the way of my thinking and does not act the way I think he needs to act. God just does, and oh, by the way, his answers are always best. His timing is always perfect. When you come to John chapter number 11, you see two sisters that sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was sick. We'll get into this in just a moment. But what's the interesting thing is this. Jesus stayed 2 days. We know that when he got there, it had been 4 days. Not only did they watch him take his last breath, they are now getting over the funeral. And now Jesus comes. But was he too late? Because it's not over until Jesus says it's over. Because he's Lord. The mysteries of the Lord, the might of God, just absolutely just awe strikes us. I mean, because it is the fact of sometimes when I read this story, several months ago, I said, Lord, what in the world are you doing? Why don't you go? Those people you love, why don't you go there? And then I read the end of the story and I thought, it's not over till Jesus says it's over. Amen. Because he was in control from the very second. And by the way, they did not send him information he did not know. He already knew that Lazarus was dead. He even told his disciples that. But when he appeared, it was as though, why worry? I'm in control. I'm glad tonight that it's not over in your life. Some of you are facing a situation that came to your mind immediately and you're thinking, there is nothing else that I can do. Hang on. It's not over till Jesus says it's over. Amen. Because he's Lord. Can I ask you to do something? I very seldom do this. I want you to get you a pencil and piece of paper. Or just write in your Bible. I want to give to you three things tonight to help you understand that it's not over till Jesus says it's over because he's Lord. It's not because I'm giving it to you, but it's because I believe it will help you. There are three simple things. We draw them right out of here in this story. I believe God's word to be true, don't you? I believe that God meant what he said. Three things I want you to understand. Number one, Jesus is the reason for our unexpected delays. Jesus is the reason for our unexpected delays. At the beginning of this story, we find that Lazarus is sick. They said they did the best thing and they called on the best person. They said, Jesus can help us, and so they sent word, thinking that Jesus would come and touch